This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump will hold a signing ceremony at the White House today, as a matter of fact, getting underway just in the next few minutes, for the normalization of relations between Israel and the Arab states of the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, UAE Foreign Affairs Minister Abdullah bin Zayed, and Bahrain Foreign Minister Abdullatif bin Rashid Al Zayani will sign the so-called Abraham Accord on the south lawn of the White House. The Israel-UAE deal was initially reached on August 13th between Israel and UAE, with Bahrain announcing last Friday that will also formally recognize the Jewish state. Under the Abraham Accord, Prime Minister Netanyahu has agreed to halt plans to annex portions of the West Bank. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says slow-moving Hurricane Sally, the latest storm to threaten the U.S. Gulf Coast, remains offshore but is already bringing high winds, rain, and surf to the coastline. In the latest report, forecasters say Sally was about 110 kilometers east to southeast of the coast of Louisiana and Mississippi. It currently has maximum sustained winds of 140 kilometers per hour, and hurricane warnings early Tuesday extended from the Louisiana-Mississippi border east to Florida. Oregon Governor Kate Brown says her state has been pushed to its limits by the historic wildfires that have destroyed hundreds of hectares of land and wiped out entire communities. Brown told reporters Monday night that she has asked President Donald Trump to issue a major disaster declaration for the Pacific Northwest of the U.S. state, which would make additional federal resources available. President Trump had already issued a federal emergency declaration for Oregon last week. This is VOA News. The Geneva-based World Trade Organization says President Trump's administration's tariffs on Chinese goods totaling more than $200 billion are illegal under the rules of the global trade body. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has this.
The decision marks the first time the WTO has ruled against a series of tariffs that President Donald Trump has imposed on a number of countries, allies and rivals alike. In its decision, the trade body ruled against the administration's argument that China has engaged in practices harmful to American interests on issues including intellectual property theft, technology transfer and innovation. The ruling, in theory, would allow China to impose retaliatory tariffs on billions worth of US goods if the process is completed. But the US government can appeal the decision. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A new report by a think tank examining executions in the United States says death penalty cases show a long history of racial disparity from who is executed to where and for what crimes. The report by the Death Penalty Information Center says the disparity has roots in the racist lynchings of the past. The center says its report that capital punishment must be included in the discussion of criminal justice and the policing reform following George Floyd's death and the deaths of other black people at the hands of mostly 30 states have the death penalty, but executions occur mostly in the South. The top communications officials at the U.S. Cabinet Department in charge of combating the coronavirus told his followers in a Facebook Live session that government scientists were engaging in sedition in their handling of the pandemic. The New York Times reported yesterday that Michael Caputo, Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, said, without evidence, that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention was harboring a resistance unit determined to undermine President Donald Trump. Caputo is a former advisor to President Trump's presidential campaign. Mr. Trump is pressing for treatments and a vaccine for the virus ahead of the November presidential election. And some scientists are concerned that drug developers will face political pressure to announce success. A Democratic-led House subcommittee is examining alleged reports of Trump political appointees meddling with government scientific data on COVID-19. Speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has called for Alex Azar to resign.
Secretary of Health and Human Services, Alex Azar, has not only failed to push back against these outrageous moves by President Trump, he's been almost entirely silent.
I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.